here. But let's just suppose that we have the cup in front of us and the bread in front of us. And we're saying, this is really a holy moment for us. This is a very special moment, one that we're going to revere and treasure. So, Father God, as we have the elements prepared here, we have the cup and we have the bread. And Jesus, we know that this cup represents your blood. And spiritually, we're going to see it as your blood. And we're going to see the bread as your broken body. Jesus, we can't even know how much you suffered for us. We have no way of, in our humanness, knowing. So as best we can, we're going to try to understand why you shed your blood for us. And in this precious time that we have with you, we ask you and we recognize you as the host of this communion meal. This is your time with us. Your time. This is your blood. This is your body. We see that spiritually. Now, Lord Jesus, as we partake of this, as we take the cup and we drink from the cup and as we eat the bread, let us see this as a time when you come into us, inside of us spiritually. Let us see this as a time of when we change. So, Jesus, we have blessed the cup, we bless the bread. Now we drink from the cup and we eat the bread, and we thank you for this marvelous, wonderful spiritual ceremony. And we thank you, and we declare it's alive. It is not dead.
Yes.
This is not a historical moment.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're not remembering history. It's alive right now. And so, as we drink from the cup and we drink the blood, we thank you for becoming a part of us. And we're doing a divine exchange here, and we're becoming a part of you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus, for this precious time. We again bless the bread and the cup in your powerful name and by the power of Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Oh, we praise you, Father. We praise you, Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for being with us today. And I pray that as you're listening to this, you will keep this communion album close to you. And you will lend it to friends that need to know a little bit more about communion. That you will take this precious sacrament that was given us to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Take it often as you take it in remembrance of him. We love you so much, and we pray that this will be a great experience for you and your friends.